This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
The recent announcement that General Electric GE will temporarily occupy some office space in downtown Providence leads to a question about whether there will be a greater need for commercial space in the city. To talk about that, our guest is Mr. Alden Anderson, Jr., Senior Vice President, Partner at CBRE New England, which is a real estate advisory firm in Providence. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Does GE's decision to lease the space temporarily in Providence start a trend, do you think?
Anytime you have a company of that stature putting their flag down in your marketplace is certainly something that is accretive and will be helpful to the market, if nothing else, bringing recognition to the market. So certainly it's a real positive from a general standpoint. The market itself is relatively stable today in terms of demand. It's not like you see 50 miles north in Boston today, but it's been balanced and space is being leased. First two quarters of 2016 have been a little bit slow, but I think that's been a general flavor of the economy. So I don't think it's something that's necessarily specific to Providence. The good news is we've seen some uptick as we've headed towards the middle of the year here. So we're hoping we'll see a little bit more of that as we go into the latter part of 2016.
Essentially, you painted the picture for the downtown is what we're talking about, the city. There is space available. It doesn't include the industrial trust or the Superman building, right? How much more space do you think percentage-wise is available for in the commercial real estate office kind of space downtown?
The overall market at the end of 2015, so this is 5.5 months old data, had a vacancy rate in downtown of about 16.9%. So on 6 million square feet of space, the vacancy rate, the overall vacancy rate for downtown Providence has hovered within 100 basis points of 16% since 2010. Obviously, as you would have expected in the 2008 to 2010 period, there was an uptick in vacancy driven by what was going on in the economy after the major financial meltdown in 2008 in the national and worldwide economy. From a vacancy standpoint, the market's relatively stable. The Class A market's got about an 11% vacancy rate today. The Class B market's got about a 17% vacancy rate. The interesting thing is you really have a bifurcated market between smaller tenants and larger tenants. So if you're a 3 to 5,000 square foot tenant looking for space, whether it's an A space or B space, you're gonna have a number of different options to consider. So it's a fairly competitive space. So landlords really have to be aggressive on deal pricing in that size range. If you get into the 20,000 foot user space, there just aren't as many options. So while I don't want to tell you it's not competitive, because it's still competitive and landlords are working hard to make those deals, the tenants are not going to have as many options. So you see a little bit tighter range of negotiation from ask rates to strike rates.
When you measure downtown, what do you mean by that geographically?
So generally the downtown area, we define the downtown office market, which I said is about 6 million square feet, and I'll provide a clarification on that. That is 6 million square feet of leasable space in downtown. That number does not include owner-occupied buildings, obviously does not include residential buildings, anything like that. The general boundaries of downtown would be just north of the State House, down south to the southern edge of the Jewelry District, a little bit going along Allens Avenue as there's been some recent development in that area, out into the Promenade District to the west, and then basically to the Seekonk River on the east side. So that really defines the downtown.
Let's look at traditional office space as opposed to perhaps the needs of the modern workplace. Is there much in the Providence market that can attract the so-called new type of work style to it?
So there are a number of forward-thinking owners and developers who are working on projects, reworking existing buildings, creating some adaptive reuse of space for creative type work environments that are really what are necessary. I mean, you see the traditional professional office use, whether it be accounting or legal, banking, whatever it may be. That's one type of use you see in a building today, but I'll even say some of those uses are changing their traditional use of space and their design of space. But for firms that are really looking to attract millennials today, they're looking for a much different work environment, a much more open environment, a much more collaborative environment, a more amenitized environment. The amenity piece of it is actually an important consideration when you think about downtown. That's why you see a lot of companies wanting to locate in downtown urban areas today, because the younger people and even some people in up the entire spectrum of the workforce want to be in places where there's something to do when they walk out the door of their office every day.
You know, you talk about the millennials, the open office architecture. Does Providence's relative age, you know, the age of its buildings, of the stock that it has, make it more difficult to fit with that? Does it argue for the need for new construction?
One of the things I would say that companies really look at is the size and efficiency of floor plates. And if you look at the overall Providence market, when you start narrowing down buildings that have large, efficient floor plates, they become fewer and fewer. There just aren't as many as one would like to have. You talk to people who are in the economic development business, and they'll tell you one of the challenges that they worry a little bit about is the availability of space with people coming into the marketplace, particularly going back to the discussion about the big user, the tenant who needs 50 plus thousand square feet of space. There just are not a lot of options. The challenge is the cost of construction today. It's going to cost you basically the same to build a downtown office building in Providence as it's going to cost you to build it in Boston. You're not going to see a dramatic difference in costs. The problem is, to build an office building, you're going to have to achieve rents in the low $50 a foot range. Just to give you an idea of magnitude, the high water mark of the rents in downtown today are in the $35 to $36 a foot range. That's one of the big issues that you face, is it's just the disconnect between what tenants will pay and what it costs to build new product.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Mr. Alden Anderson, Jr., Senior Vice President, Partner at CBRE New England, a real estate advisory firm based in Providence. Okay, let's get to the discussion everyone talks about when they're talking about downtown Providence. It's the Superman Building. Thoughts on that? Who would go there?
As we know, there's been quite a bit of push to do residential in that building. We've seen some great success in downtown with other residential projects that have been done along the Westminster Corridor and branching out from there. My personal feeling is that residential conversion is the most risk-averse, if there is a risk-averse approach to redeveloping that building, that will most likely require some public participation to make the capital stack work in the redevelopment of the building. I also think bringing housing into downtown and more of it only helps build a more dynamic and energized downtown. When you have people living in downtown, it's more people that are going to want to work in downtown. It feeds the retail. So there are so many things connected to that that really are important and drive the residential.
As we wrap up, the Providence commercial space market, a bear market, a bull market, stable?
So I would characterize the Providence market today as fairly stable. We spend a lot of time talking to investors about opportunities in Providence, and that's one of the real highlights of Providence, is that it's a very stable market. Historically, you do not see big peaks and valleys. Now, obviously, everybody loves to have the peaks. Nobody likes the valleys. The nice thing is, we don't generally feel those deep valleys that some more cyclical markets do, but we don't have the high peaks.
Okay, we have to wrap things up. Thank you to Alden Anderson, Jr. of CBRE New England, our guest on The Bottom Line. Also, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.